And we're back, Wine Country Live, on Friday, March 22nd, and we are welcoming into the studio now a local author. Tyler Kyle is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. You are the author of a new book called Mask by Mask. Tell us about it.
It's actually a book set in Barcelona, and it focuses on the main character, Ada, and she's from California. And after really becoming a successful young woman, she heads back to Barcelona to face some of her worst fears and buried memories.
Really?
Yes.
Is this based on anyone you know?
Not necessarily. Sometimes people think it's about me, and understandable. If it is, it's a tangent of myself. It's really not my complete self. Mm-hmm. That will be written about later. It's really about this woman that I conjured up in my head, and maybe have met a lot of Adas along the way, and she just embodies that, mm-hmm. that spirit of no matter what we go through in life and no matter what successes we have these buried secrets. And are we brave enough to really face them in order to go on to that next step in life?
Pretty intriguing. Tell us about your writing career. How long have you been writing?
I've always loved writing, just since I was a little girl, really. And in high school, I wrote a lot, you know, the poetry. And right out of high school, I moved to Europe. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So before college, I did that, backpacked around. And I really started writing then to just get my thoughts out. And I've continued to do so. I've written nonfiction, fiction, some memoir, and I have a new book that will be coming out in June, and that's a children's book, mm-hmm. kind of this magical realism. So,
tell us about that one.
This is called Amapolas, the story of Sonoma. So it is set in Sonoma, and like I said, it was inspired by magical realism. I speak Spanish. I translate Spanish. I have a master's degree in Spanish, and as I was doing those studies, I really got into magical realism and the beauty there of having these fictionalized stories, but just all of the elements that go into that. And I chose to set it in Sonoma. It's a story really of California through the eyes of a young girl today. So I grew up going, I was born in Napa. We have six generations here, actually. Oh. I'm the fifth generation, yes. But we would go, my grandma would take us to Sonoma all the time to feed the ducks and visit the mission and General Vallejo's home and all of that. So that was a magical place for me as a child. And so I wanted to bring that to children now.
Outstanding. I'm looking at your bio here. You're checking all the boxes. speaking languages, a wine expert, yoga.
Yes.
What am I missing?
I love those are my main things. Wine, language, travel, and yes, yoga. Mm-hmm. I do yoga workshops. So I guess really I'm a lifelong learner, and so the expression of that comes out in different ways.
I like that. I why would you not want to be a lifelong learner? I always wonder. What's your method? People love to hear authors talk about their method. Are you an everyday writer of discipline? I do 10 pages a day person?
No, I've tried that. I would like to think that I could do that, but I don't. I cut away little pockets of time because I found, especially in writing fiction, it takes me some time to get into that space and into that world that I'm writing in. And so what I do is I'll take a chunk of time twice, actually. Since I am a teacher, I have a chunk of time in the summers. And so twice I've rented an apartment in Paris and just walk, sit down, sit on a bench and write, get up, walk. I have to have some movement and then the writing and just really getting into that. I probably look very odd just wandering around writing, but that works for me. And
not in Paris, you don't.
I don't actually, no. No, but I do walk in the hills here and do the same thing.
That's great. What a delightful life you're putting together for yourself.
Well, thank you. I'm working on it, but yeah, just bringing it's just as I get older, it's really those things that are important to me are coming together.
That's good.
Yes.
And so the book, again, Mask by Mask, where is it available?
It is available through Amazon, through our I've had signings at our local bookstores, mm-hmm. and so they're able to, if they don't have copies in stock, they can get copies, but mm-hmm. on Amazon or through my website, which is tylerkyle.net, and that also has some information about my book that will be launching soon, mm-hmm. and more details to come for sure.
Very good. We'll have you back to talk about
Thank you. I would love that.
Tyler Kyle, local author, our guest here about Mask by Mask. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.